Hey, we're back on Downtown. It's a home stretch here on a Thursday, 5:30. Rich Kimble with you. And a little Thursday night football as the Patriots take on the New York Giants tonight. With more on that, we're pleased to be joined on the telephone by our friend Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you, my friend?
Doing great. So good to have you back with us. And we haven't talked to you since you got the gig at the Globe. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. I'm not doing as much writing on a daily basis as I was before, but I'm still having a lot of fun doing a lot of web work, doing some editing, and I'm in charge of the Point After newsletter, which comes out 2-3 times a week during the regular season, a few more times in the postseason. So if you haven't signed up for that, please go to bostonglobe.com and sign up for the Point After newsletter.
And you've also had time to finish up another book that's available now, the Ultimate Football Trivia Book, 600 Questions for the Superfan.
Yeah, I always, whenever I hear that read back to me, I always want to say it in the Chicago Bears accent. You know, the super fans, Bob Swirsky. And, it was great. It was so much fun to do. Taking a deep dive into some numbers. There's plenty of stuff in there for Patriots fans, obviously, but it covers all 32 teams across the National Football League. We included some hard stuff. We included some easy stuff. Something for everyone who calls themselves a football fan.
Well, I ordered mine today. I expect its arrival soon. I can't wait to dig into it.
I appreciate it, Rich. Thank you.
Well, let's talk a little Patriots tonight and start with the weather. It's been a while, as you pointed out on social media. You have to go back to, last December since the Pats had a rain game?
Yeah, and even then, that wasn't a real game. I don't want to say it wasn't really impacted by the rain, but I don't think it had or will have the impact that it might have tonight. We're hearing that it's, you know, some high winds, some rain, so I think for the first time in a long, long time, the Patriots are going to be impacted by the weather. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
I wonder if in some ways that might play into the game plan, because I would think after last week in particular, one of the things they'd like to be able to do against this not great Giant defense tonight is establish the run.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, too, when you look at this matchup, I think the Patriots are going to be able to maybe try a few things, and I don't want to say treat it like a glorified preseason game, but because there's always a high level of importance. You know, there's only 16 regular season games, so you know everything is important. But I think that they are going to be mindful of things, you know, things that they can do, things that they can't do because of injury, whatever the case may be. We know that Rex Burkhead's not going to be able to give it a go. The other thing, and when you talk about this game and this matchup, it's fascinating because these decisions, these personnel decisions, like Burkhead, aren't necessarily made in a vacuum because this is the third game in 12 days for the Patriots, and you have to kind of manage it big picture when you're talking about health, you're talking about personnel. So again, I think, you know, the Patriots are going to want to establish the run. I think that the conditions dictate it, the matchups dictate it, but again, it's going to be interesting to see how it all kind of comes together.
One of the big questions in preseason was that offensive line, and they had played pretty well for the first few games of the season, but last week a little more pressure and a few more sacks for Tom Brady.
Yeah, they got pushed around a little bit. And again, there are some questions. You know, you like where you are with the two guards. The tackle depth, and I wonder how much of the problems last week were as a result of Newhouse being kind of up and down with his health. You need to be able to get that firmed up moving forward. I talked to someone in the league earlier this week, and he said, look, if I was the Patriots, I would be worried if I had that situation at really at any other position other than offensive line. You have Dante Scarnecchia, you have one of the best in, you know, the league history, you know, who's ever done it. And so the level of faith there is greater than, say, maybe it would be at another position if you're in New England.
They'll be okay tonight, but going forward, especially in the second half of the season when the competition gets a little tougher, is the biggest need offensively still some wide receiver help?
Yeah, it was actually interesting, Rich. I put a poll on Twitter the other day saying, you know, if the Patriots make a trade at the deadline, what are they going to do? And I listed wide receiver, offensive line, other, and they won't make a deal. And far and away, people had a belief that, you know, they're going to get some offensive line help. They're going to try and build their depth out of that position. Whether that is a seismic trade, like a Green or Stephon Diggs, or maybe they want to kind of go a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit more of a modest pickup. We don't know yet, but I would think that again, when you talk about those two areas of need, offensive line and wide receiver, offensive line, again, maybe you have faith that Dante Scarnecki can get the whole thing turned around or at least get the thing where you want it to be by the midway point of the season. You need probably one more body at wide receiver, I think ideally between now and then.
We're talking with Christopher Price of the Boston Globe, but defensively they've been lights out, historic numbers so far. Has the key been the fact that they've got so much depth back there?
Yeah, they really have, especially in the secondary. I mean, it's just wave after wave of really talented corners and safeties. So I think that you're in really good shape there if you're the Patriots defensively. One of the things, they're on this phenomenal pace of, they're only supposed to allow, 109, 110 points a game if they stick on this pace. They're not going to do that, obviously. But at the same time, they want to be ready for the second half of the season because that's when you're going to see the Deshaun Watsons. That's when you're going to see the Patrick Mahomes. That's when you're going to see offenses that are probably a little bit more of the caliber of defense that the Patriots have rolled out there over the first five games. So you don't want to dismiss what they've done because what they've done so far is one of the best five-game starts, in recent NFL history defensively. But you want to be able to improve over the second half because you're going to be facing some tougher offenses down the stretch and into the postseason.
If there's any vulnerability there, well, first of all, we haven't seen it yet, but if there is, would it be more of a traditional pocket passer, or can they get exploited perhaps by a dual threat quarterback who's got the ability to run the ball once in a while?
Well, I think when you look at the quarterbacks that have given them problems over the last few years, they've been multiple quarterbacks. Guys, Mitch Trubisky had a really good game against them last year. Guys who were able to run around, guys who were able to do some things with their legs, guys who were able to maybe get out of things when plays break down. So in the second half of the season, again, those games against guys like Deshaun Watson, I think they're going to be a real test for this defense because they've done relatively well against the pocket passers that they've faced so far, and I expect them to continue in that regard. I'm just going to be fascinated to see when they face a guy who has a little bit more skill set, when you're talking about, having to defend with his legs as opposed to his arm, how they're going to do.
Who has been, from your perspective, the most pleasant surprise on the team so far this year?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. And we've talked about this before. I have an awful soft spot for a guy like Philip Dorsett. Multiple positions, who's done everything that they've asked of him over the course of his time in New England, and the fact that, Josh Gordon has been up and down in his career over the last year and a half, and, Antonio Brown was here, then he wasn't here. It's just tough to overlook a guy like that, what he's been able to do. The other thing on the defensive side of the ball, I'll give you two. I'll put Dorsett on offense, and then on the defensive side of the ball, Jamie Collins. I mean, we all knew what Jamie Collins was capable of, but to see what he's been able to do over the first five games is really something special. He's the only guy in the league with at least four sacks and four interceptions, and I have to believe there's a lot of things at play there, but I have to believe at least one of them is his connection, for lack of a better term, with Jerod Mayo. He absolutely idolized Jerod Mayo when they were teammates, and I wonder if Mayo has tapped into something with him now at this stage of his career that's allowed him to take his game to another level.
Boy, Mayo has been such a great addition to this coaching staff. He has fit right in seamlessly.
Yeah, he really has. And look, Patriots fans probably aren't going to want to hear this, but I'm pounding the table. I'm going to say, look, he's a guy who should get head coaching buzz, between now and the end of the year. If this defense keeps trending in the right direction, and the one job, look, if I'm the University of Tennessee and my football program is in the state that it's in right now, and I look at New England, and I look at, an alum in Jerod Mayo and see what he's been able to do with the New England defense, I'm at least going to make a phone call. I'm going to check in on him, and I'm going to say, look, any interest in coming back to Tennessee and coaching at your alma mater? So I don't know if that would work, but I don't know if it's going to work, this coming off season. Who knows what the rest of this season is going to bring. But I think at the same time, I think your point's very well taken. He's been a real find for this team, and I think he is going to be the next coaching, branch of the Bill Belichick tree.
Last week, a less than auspicious debut for Mike Nugent, missing that extra point, but bounced back, hit a couple of field goals. But are they still looking for a kicker to fill in?
Not right now. I think that they're going to settle with Nugent. They're going to roll with Nugent, at least for the foreseeable future. But, Rich, your point is really well taken, that he did have a bit of a bumpy start, and this remains a question mark for this team. I don't think it's a problem when you're beating the – Miami Dolphins 43-0. But, you know, that margin for error gets awful slim when you're facing teams like Kansas City later in the year. So it's not a huge overriding concern at this point, but it's an area where they need consistency moving forward.
Rob Gronkowski starts his new job tonight as a commentator for Fox Sports. Personally, I never thought that he was coming back, but does this pretty much put that thought to rest for Patriots fans?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you look at what Jason Witten did, climbing out of the booth, and again, that was after a full year. But, you know, I don't begrudge, if you're a Patriots fan, Rich, I don't think you begrudge Rob Gronkowski anything. What he's put his body through, what he's done, what he was able to accomplish in his relatively, and I'm putting my quote fingers here, relatively short career, is absolutely astounding. And I wish him nothing but the best, you know, in whatever the next phase of his life is, whether he's going to stay in the broadcasting booth, whether he's going to go to WWE, whether he's going to try, you know, action movies, whatever it is. I think that, you know, he has done enough to put himself above reproach moving forward. He doesn't owe New England football fans anything for what he's done.
Let's look at the big picture, a little history question here. We know what Tom Brady has done with his historic career, but this Patriots defense, again, we're only about a third of the way through the season, but could this be the best Patriots defense of all time?
Yeah, it really could. And again, you know, you take the opponents into account when you stack them up, you know, against some of the other teams across the league. They faced five of the lowest scoring teams in the league through the first month plus of the season. But the way they're playing right now, the big thing, Rich, is if they stay healthy. You know, you never know about that, because if they lose a Gilmore, they lose a Hightower, they lose a Collins, or, you know, Lawrence Guy to a lesser extent, whatever the case may be, things might change. But right now, this is a team that is certainly poised to become one of the most, as the defense, I should say, that's certainly poised to become one of the most dominant of the Belichick era. I wrote this week that, you know, the big thing really, when you look at this, when you look at the history of the league, it's the 200-point plateau. And if the Patriots can finish the season having the regular season having allowed less than 200 points, they put themselves into pretty good company. Some pretty good company. Teams like the 85 Bears, the 86 Bears, the 2000 Ravens, the 1978 Steelers, all were able to do that over the course of a 16-game season. History tells us that if the Patriots can hit that sub 200-point mark, their chances of winning the Super Bowl increase greatly.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight. I don't expect a lot of points on the board for the Giants this evening, especially given the weather conditions. But, hey, that's why they play the game. We look forward to it. Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. Get his book. You're going to love it. The Ultimate Football Trivia Book. 600 questions for the super fan. Chris, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Rich. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Christopher Price of the Globe here on Downtown Talking Patriots with us.